Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Today, it's all about Hong Kong.
Yeah, news that was expected, but at the same time, a lot of Hong Kongers were really hoping and crossing their fingers that this would not come true.
Yeah, China has now approved the controversial national security laws for Hong Kong, and many critics say this will impact the city's autonomy and freedoms.
So the legislation is aimed at stamping out protests that have been taking place in the city for the past year. And what it would do is it would ban any acts or activities that endanger China's national security. Now, this includes separatism, subversion and terrorism.
The United States has now warned that Hong Kong no longer merits a special status when it comes to trade, and the territory could be treated the same way as mainland China.
So we'll get more context of all of this from our Straits Times Hong Kong correspondent, Claire Huang. Claire, good morning. How are you doing?
Morning, Elliot and Manisha.
So China has approved, Claire, the Hong Kong National Security Law at their National People's Congress. What's been the reaction there in Hong Kong?
The opposition camp and activists have decried this as the death of one country, two systems principle. And in general, there's a lot of uncertainty about what it means for men in the streets. The moderates I've spoken to are also unhappy with Beijing's moves. Their gripe is that the principle is not over yet, that 50 years is not over yet. So over on the government and pro-Beijing side, there's been an interesting thing to note, which is one by one, they've fallen in line in a show of unity. Since last week, when Chief Executive Carrie Lam addressed Hong Kong media, she was accompanied by her entire team. And then subsequently, you've got chiefs of the different agencies or departments issuing statements to support the move. So it's not surprising that the government and lawmakers then threw their weight behind the decision on Thursday. Now, in fact, the pro-establishment folks have stressed that the law, when enacted, affects only a minority.
Okay, interesting. Could you talk us through some of the main concerns and worries that Hong Kongers have about this bill? I mean, generally, what does it mean for their everyday life?
I was talking to legal scholar Professor Albert Chen from the Hong Kong University if Beijing has grounds to do this legally and if what it has proposed is more than what Article 23 of Hong Kong's basic law dictates. And he told me that Beijing has legal grounds, but the actual effect is yet to be determined because we're all still waiting for the wordings of the law. That said, the past resolution by Beijing tackles terrorism, foreign interference, and calls for Hong Kong's independence. So these are things to watch out for. And these will be the so-called minority folks who could get into trouble. As in the case of the now-scrapped extradition bill that led to last year's unrest, people don't have an issue with national security law, but they have an issue with China enforcing it because I think the most common point made is that the red line keeps moving.
Okay, we're speaking to Claire Huang, who's Straits Times Hong Kong correspondent. Claire, with China's vote on the new security law being approved, what does Hong Kong potentially losing its special status actually mean?
Pro-democracy group Democisto said, based on interactions with congressional officers, that US President Donald Trump is considering a temporary suspension of Hong Kong's special status as a separate customs territory under the US Hong Kong Policy Act. Now, under the Act, the U.S. sees Hong Kong as a separate customs territory from the mainland, and it also in areas like politics, law and trading. So this is why Hong Kong has the right to buy sensitive technology from the U.S., unlike the mainland. So if this is revoked, it's very severe for Hong Kong and China.
Okay, Claire, my next question is, what are the next steps when it comes to promulgating this into Hong Kong's mini constitution or including it in its constitution?
China's parliament or the National People's Congress has handed this over to its standing committee, which will discuss with the Hong Kong government and the Basic Law Committee on the details of the law. Once they are done with it, of course, Beijing has to approve the wordings. The law will then be enacted and it will bypass Hong Kong's parliament. And we are looking at the new law that could come as early as August, according to some.
Wow. Quite soon.
Yeah, very soon. Also, Claire, a previous attempt at similar legislation known as Article 23 was met with widespread public opposition and brought 500,000 people onto the streets in protest. The law was then shelved. So could this potentially happen again?
Definitely. Already we have had protests on Sunday and on Wednesday, and although they are on a smaller scale compared with the unrest last year and that in 2003, people are waiting for the right time to take to the streets. Fears of the coronavirus has tapered, with Hong Kong's new infections hovering at zero mostly. What some people are now waiting for is an announcement by one of the key groups in Hong Kong to take to the streets and for details to be out. Now, we are looking at the organizer of the annual July 1st March, the Civil Human Rights Front. Okay, and this is the organizer, and this is also the group behind some of the biggest marches and protests that have taken place in Hong Kong, particularly last year. Now, this is the one, if they were to do one, this is the one that the regular Joe and the mom and pop will go for. You will have peaceful protesters. And then this then brings us to the question of how it'll go down, because the police now conduct mass arrests to stop people from gathering even. So you can expect clashes, definitely.
Yes, yeah, so footage of some of those arrests are really quite graphic. Thanks a lot. We've been speaking with Claire Huang, Straits Times Hong Kong correspondent. Claire, take care and stay safe.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.